So good afternoon, and we can start the last session. I promise it will be short and won't be painful, hopefully. I'm Mikko Gentile from Lund University, Sweden. I'm coordinating self-study on case studies with Natalia Giraldo-Vasquez from the TU Denmark. We've been speaking about the gaps between design and applications, and here we have applications. In this subtask, we address, in fact, case studies, so real-life applications, hopefully showing some good examples, some successful examples of application. The scope is quite wide. We have different scales, so we decided to have a very short 3 minutes presentation on the scope of the subtask, and then a couple of presentations on different scales, one building scale, one on neighborhood scale. So, Natalia.
So, this is a very brief overview of task subtask B.
Yeah, it was the problem yesterday for me as well, so I don't know if you use this.
So the main scope of this subtask is, as Nick already said, is to collect experiences from case studies and applications with a particular focus on the low environmental impact. And with this subtask also, we aim to provide to practitioners critical and opportunities and challenges of what is happening right now on this kind of work on daylighting and lighting, and as well how this can have a lower impact on the design, lower environmental impact on the design of buildings and rooms and also cities. Subtask D, as also Nico said, is quite wide. So we are structured the activities in six work packages. And as you can see, the work packages will range from the rooms to buildings, going to cities, and we have one last work package that goes to the global scale. And the first four work packages, we try to collect these case studies and try to define or identify the methods that are used to report how the daylighting and lighting conditions are happening or are developed in buildings and rooms as well, and which methods or metrics are used to quantify the environmental impacts of these solutions. We have also a third work package where we developed a framework to report in a unified way these work cases. And also the last work package, we used this work package to disseminate these outcomes. So we intend to distribute the information that we collect within the subtask to a broader audience, practitioners, users as well, to disseminate the activities and to understand better what can be done wrong or also right, and to disseminate these lessons learned. In the fifth work package, we work at the urban scale and trying to understand how the urban morphology can have an impact in the daylight and also the visual comfort indoors. And finally, there is a work package number six, and this one is an activity promoted for the SHC. And we intend to try to help or contribute to the Sunbelt region's countries that are participating in these centers for renewable energy and energy efficiency to promote these high comfort and low impact solutions, and also to have this exchange, what is happening going or what is going on in the Sunbelt region that can be also from interest for the subtask. So this is an overview of our activities and how is structured this subtask. And as Nico also said before, we will present, Claudia and Justina, two different approaches and two different scales for these activities.
Thanks, Natalia. So we move directly to the room or building scale with a presentation from Claudia Amorim from the University of Brasilia.